Welcome to our pre-show today for the 9th of May, 2024. The show yesterday, just a couple of things I didn't like about it. I think I'm going to have David G. Hall. I think the fucking mixing, that last segment with Bobby, we did not have the proper filter on the phone. The audio of the goddamn crowd was too loud. It was a piece of shit, that segment. The Ted Bell was fine, but we should have gotten to the whole, yoo-hoo, we should have gotten to that sooner. I'm actually thinking of bringing it back.
This is Ted Bell, and I want to just, everybody at the restaurant right now is listening. Everyone at my home is listening. Everyone involved in my life is now super, super focused on what I'm about to say here tonight. Mr. Henry, as well as his staff, have been good enough to allow me to have this channeled live, to have this piped live into my restaurant and at my home. And I wanted to say this because we took a lot of heat about the Zorro costume. First of all, my Uncle Bob isn't gay. Okay, he just isn't. And isn't that right, Bob?
Yes, it's right. That's right, yes. Yes, that's right. And that hurt a lot, Ted.
I know it hurt. I said he was gay. I said my Uncle Bob was gay because it throws people off and, you know, gives Ted an advantage in a crap game.
That's got nothing to do with it. Yes, I'm gay.
Okay, so that's kind of what I got in mind for the show, just to clean all of that up. I also want to get back to the idea of the Bulbons really cracks me up. Griff and Gloria Bulbon. And I think I'm going to throw them into the show tonight. I think we just need to kind of, I don't know, man, I need to do something weird. I think I'll have the Bulbons physically metamorphosizing, like physically evolving before our eyes. Their foreheads are getting bigger. Their eyes are getting bigger. Their fingers are getting longer. And, but I'm Griff, I'm fine. But I am Griff Bulbon and I am evolving. You know, their heads are getting larger. The fuck? And they are, and they have a variety of businesses. Bulbon Unlimited is, and they do insist on the whole Bulbanian thing, but they're not from another planet. They come from Earth. But they have business. They have a real estate business. They have, you know, what Bobby, was she involved in interactive voice messaging? That kind of shit. We'll do that. Okay, so how is everybody? Good. Panthers won. And maybe we should have Jack Armstrong wrap it up with the Panther report. The Panthers won 6-1, I think was the final score. They kicked fucking Boston's fucking ass. And, you know, it was right that happened. You know, Boston, no offense, but, you know, you really humiliated the Panthers right out of the gate at home at Sunrise. And the Panthers had to respond, and they had to respond very, very strongly and very quickly, and they did. Beat the shit out of Boston. I ain't kidding you. What is this, man? 6-1 Panthers. Game 2. You loving that? I mean, what in the fuck, man? So, Monday? Bruins 5, Panthers 1 in Game 1. Okay. That was on May 6th. Game 2, last night, Panthers 6, Bruins 1. A lot of fights in the game. A lot of fights. Friday night, they will be in Boston. And it'll be the Panthers and Bruins, 4 p.m. our time. It'll be 7 o'clock Eastern. I'm going to tell you, man. Then Sunday, they're in Boston. Then Tuesday, they're back in Florida. Thursday, wait a minute, man. Tuesday, they're in Florida. Thursday, Oh, Friday in Boston, and then Sunday in Florida. Oh, they're going to take 2 days off, I guess because of the travel. I was just thinking, do you know how brutal that's going to be? What if Vancouver and the Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals? Because it's Vancouver's got a very good team. I think they're the number one seed, aren't they? Or Dallas is. But anyway, do you know the travel, the fucking travel time that's going to be? Florida versus Vancouver. Miami to Vancouver is going to be brutal. And if they're doing 2-2-1-1-1, holy Jesus. Back and fucking forth. I never liked that format, the 2-2-1-1-1. I like 2-3-2. Anyway, gives a shit. Okay. Onward.